and just as you come to me in front of me here now, just one jump left in the high jump here for Summer Leckie. She has won the high jump at 180, but she's now at 185, which would be a big season's best, should she get it. But she did struggle in her last two attempts, but we'll have to wait and see. But she's getting ready now to come in for a third and possibly last jump at 185. She's jumped extremely well in very difficult conditions, and indeed, you know, was challenged all the way to 175 and indeed to 180. But she was the girl who got the height, and you know, back as national senior champion. And as I say, one jump left at 185, but the 2023 Irish senior high jump champion is the Finn Valley athlete Summer Leckie from Castle Derrick. So a big well done to her. This is a big indication of a return to form from injury, out of action for so long, came back into this season, worked her way through, you know, 170, 175 and a 181 in Geneva. So like, and the European Cup, finished second in Poland. So, you know, it's been a good season for her, and it continues. But good today, and congratulations to her. That's a big marker for her. We had a very, very, very exciting triple jump with two Donegal athletes in the medal hunt right until the last jump. Conall Mahon of Tyrconnell Athletic Club, he led with 13.69. He got into the sixth and last round. It looked like he had it rattled, but Ila Adieke from Leeville came in, or Dundalgan, sorry, came in with a 5 meter improvement on that at 13.74 to grab the gold medal and grab the title. So Conall Mahon finishing second, the Tyrconnell athlete. He did win the national senior last year, but second on this occasion. And Joseph Gillespie, the young Finn Valley athlete who's beginning to make a name for himself nationally. Of course, he medals at all the age groups and indeed national juniors and all that kind of stuff. And he's a scholarship student at ATU. But he was in third position again until the final and last round, until he was knocked back to fourth. So he'll be disappointed. It's a long journey home when that happens on the final round. Has jumped 13.12. He has a better jump this year, but look, he's been jumping well. He's been jumping PB performances. He jumped a club record there recently that had stood for 41 years. So he should be happy with the season, but he won't be happy with just losing that bronze medal on the final jump. And as you said as well, obviously, we had Janine Boyle really, 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 really battled for that third medal. You know, she did the 25-21, the same time as another girl. She got it on the photo finish. So that's a big, big plus for her. You know, she's, you know, her PB goes back some 6-7 years to 24-42 or something like that. And, you know, she stayed in the game, and she stayed in and focused, and she's got a bit of a reward today with a third in the national senior. Hang on, there's Summer Leckie. No luck at 185 for Summer Leckie. But basically, she got herself a bronze medal. That's a big, big boost for the Finn Valley girl who's now back working in Belfast, having studied in Scotland for a number of years. So look, she's a big boost to the scene right now, and getting a senior championship medal, you know, just in her early 20s, that's a big deal. So well done to her. Also, what other results have it? Emer McCarroll just missed out in the final. She's Finn Valley as well. She missed out on the final of the 1500 metres by one place. She's a very young athlete. You know, she's really, you know, you have to admire her for getting in there amongst the big stars. And, you know, she's just a young girl, really. She's 16, 17 years of age. And, you know, she was in there. She was in a qualifying position throughout the 1500 metres. The first seven to qualify. She finished eighth, unfortunately. So there you have it. She finished just one place out of a 1500 metres national senior final. And then the other athlete we had just there now was Arlene Crossan, finishing fifth, I think it was, in the 400 metres heat. But again, it's lovely to see her back on track. She was gone for a year or two there and didn't compete. So that's pretty positive, at least, that she's on track. She's thinking in the right way, and she's been competitive, and she's looking to perform. So she's just got to keep the head down and I was going to say suffer, but you really got to work hard and to get back. It's very hard to get back, and she has done that. So well done to her. But Summer Leckie has now been interviewed. She's the national senior champion. So big boost for her and indeed her coach, Niall Wilkinson, and for Finn Valley and Donegal Athletics. So that's where we're at with it today. There's nothing further of Donegal interest later today. Full day tomorrow. Some exciting situations tomorrow. We've got Roisin and Eilish, Eilish Flanagan. I kind of had a conversation during the week with Eilish, and we kind of agreed that she wouldn't run, actually, that she wouldn't run to tomorrow on the 5,000 metres. And then we had another conversation today. And basically the situation with Eilish is with regard to that. She's an Olympic athlete, of course, out of Finn Valley Club as well. But she, a conversation today went something like, look, let's see how you warm up. She is rehabbing from an injury, but she is anxious to go out on the 5,000 and help her sister, her twin sister, won the title. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. But certainly we've got to get her through the warm up, see how she feels, and does she want to have a go at it? And if she does, you know, get the head right, then what is she going to do when she gets into the middle of it? Because she hasn't raced for a while, and she's back about 2 weeks ago from the States. So let's see how that goes tomorrow. So looking forward big time to that. What else do we have? Yes, Kelly McGrory. Kelly McGrory was a winner of her 400 metre heat, and then around 60 seconds. She's going to be in the medals tomorrow, but can she get the gold? Can she defend her 400 metre hurdles title? That's your Connell athlete. That is a question, because there was one other athlete there who I was impressed with. So let's see. But she certainly will medal. But you know, it's going to be a tight battle for her to get up and get the goal. But she is capable of doing it. And there is very, very, very little in it. So it's going to be a serious battle to the line. And hopefully Kelly McGrory will win that battle and retain her 400-metre hurdles title for the Tyrconnell Club and for Donegal Athletics. So those are the two big situations that we're looking forward to tomorrow. And, of course, in the backdrop of it all is Mark English did not compete today. So, you know, just to clear that up, he did not compete today. He was entered in the 4 and the 8. He did not compete. So, basically, that's the news from today, from a one day, warm enough in Santry, but rather one day and not great for technical athletes that want a high jump or whatever. But, look, it's running smoothly, and we look forward to tomorrow.